Welcome to the Jalen and May podcast, where today we're going to be talking about endings that we wish we could rewrite from various things like movies, video games, and books.
I'm May.
And I'm Jalen.
And this is our podcast, episode one.
Let's get it started.
So I'm going to be talking about The Hunger Games, and Jalen, what are you talking about today?
I have quite a list here. So
you have quite a list. All right.
How about you just jump right in?
Okay. So I was the biggest Hunger Games fan in middle school and high school. That was when the movies were coming out as well. So I remember just being so unhappy with the ending of Mockingjay, particularly in how Katniss and Gale's relationship kind of unraveled and they ended up on really terrible terms where they just stopped speaking. And looking back, like, it's understandable if no one remembers. Spoiler alert. Katniss' younger sister Prim dies. It is one of the most tragic, heartbreaking scenes in the book and the movie. And she ends up kind of becoming collateral damage of a bomb that Gale had designed to fight against the Capitol. And so it was just a really sad scene. But I was always unhappy with just how all of that ended. I wished that the Katniss and Gale could have gotten some sort of closure. So if I could go back, I would rewrite that. And I actually did rewrite that ending.
Fanfic.
I wrote a fanfic, as you do when you are, what?
In middle school.
14 years old and have all this, like, teenage angst. And so, oh gosh, should we just go to, like, my fanfic page?
Honestly, yeah, let's pull it up right now.
Let's pull it up right now. God, what was it? So my fanfiction was called Writer of the Jolly Roger.
Jesus
Christ. And it still sadly exists.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. My icon is Captain America.
Holy shit, this is grim.
Oh my god. Profile updated. I actually updated it like in 2016 and then I fell off the earth. But I joined in 2009. And most of my stories are The Hunger Games or Percy Jackson and the Olympians. So the story is called A Fighting Chance. The description...
Why is it in a quote?
I don't know. I was 14.
I swore I would hate you for good, but you, of all people, should have saw through it. And I knew I needed you. What? Was that English? She can't just let him go. After 15 years, Katniss sets out to District 2 to set things right with Gale. But will it really change anything?
Dun, dun, dun.
I would like to add that this is rated Fiction T. It's in English, and it is under the category Hurt / Comfort / Romance.
Believe it or not, every few months I will still get a review in my email because this is still connected to one of my email accounts.
Yeah.
And like, I get reviews of people being like, I'm so sad.
Yeah, there's 77 reviews for this, so yeah. This is actually pretty popular.
This is also the only story that I think I have completed on this page.
It was also published 8 years ago.
Oh, I should read an excerpt.
Go to, like, chapter 6, like, okay. Right into the good stuff.
There's 9 chapters, the 9th being the epilogue.
Here we go. Let me read one. Let her be, I snarl, still standing in the water, my back to her. As a matter of fact, all of you go. I hate them all. I hate you. I hate the Capitol. They stole my soul, in all caps. All of you from the games and Capitol stole my soul from me. I scream into the air.
So
powerful stuff.
Katniss is going through some shit right now.
Yeah.
I remember, so the premises of this story was Katniss pretty much wants to go to District 2 and set things right with Gale. So at this point, like, her two children that she had with PETA at the end of Mockingjay, they're grown up. And after all these years, she kind of has, like, this baggage over her shoulder. And so she decides she needs to go set it right with Gale. And despite everything, she just wants to speak to him. But she ends up going to District 2. And Spoiler alert, Gale has actually been dead the entire time in the story, and it ends with her going to his grave and talking. She, like, talks to, like, this mound that he is buried at.
Is that where the hurt comes in? Yes. Where's the comfort? I'm waiting for that.
Oh, God. No, the comfort comes from her daughter, like, finding her in the woods, reading this letter that Gale left her. And then it is revealed at the end that her oldest daughter is actually Gale's daughter with her. And then she was conceived, like, the night of Peeta and Katniss's wedding, which does not make any sense. No sense. I was so upset. I was like a Katniss and Gale shipper, if you hadn't figured that out.
Yeah, no, I think we gathered that with the context clues.
And now looking back on it, I'm like, Katniss and Gale's relationship wasn't very healthy. Like,
no,
Peeta was
all.
Actually the better person for her. But
love lost and love found. Why don't you read the last line for the audience?
Okay. Gale isn't in District 12. He isn't necessarily in the spirit of the woods, but he is here in District 12 in another form. He lives in his daughter, Rena Lavinia Hawthorne, his wedding gift to me.
Did you come up with the name?
Yes.
Oh, God. It's so bad.
So cringy.
This is so
oh my
bad.
God.
His wedding gift to me was a child. She got fucked on her wedding day. And that was his gift.
Oh my God. This oh is like, God. Oh, I regret everything. I'm literally crying.
Delete this. Erase this.
You know, after this, we should read some of the reviews out loud.
Oh, yes, we should read. Okay, let's get this done.
Just the day before he died in a hovercraft explosion.
A hovercraft explosion? Oh my God.
Blown to bits, like my sister.
Blown to bits.
He didn't kill her. It may have been his bomb, but it wasn't intended. Even I couldn't change the past. It all would have ended the same. Everybody dies. Prim would have died in the games, or of old age, or just how she did in the capital. Decisions were made. I did help make them. Maybe not the bomb, but then I think of all the sisters who died because of me. To think it all started with just a handful of berries. No, it started with love. I sigh and take the letter from Rena, throwing it into the fire. Then I hand her her father's bow, giving it back to its rightful owner, to Gale, whose blood is inside of his and my daughter. I want to know about him, she says. I nod and say, he was one remarkable person. He was. And I'll love him until the day I die. He'll be the last thing on my mind. The end.
So where's Peeta?
I don't know.
He just erased him from the history of this.
I think he's only in chapter one of this, and then she's like, bye, babe. I gotta, no, like, this. I have some unfinished business with this dead man. But, yeah, looking back on this, I don't think any of my current beliefs, like, align with this. I do wish that Gale and Katniss did get closure, but not this way. So,
yeah, let's see some reviews
see
on
some
this.
Let's see some reviews.
Let's see what the people think.
Fable says, I'm crying. Excellent story and an unexpected ending.
Thanks, Fable.
Thanks, Fable. OMG, I've been weeping like a baby since I knew Gale was dead. I was angry at first because I wanted badly for this to have a happy Gale-ness ending. Oh. But now I liked it because somehow the ending, maybe not happy but good, Gale was loved till the very end. She loves Gale more, no matter the reason she married Peeta. Gale was the one and father of her daughter. Beautiful story. Are we just not going to acknowledge that she has a son with Peeta too,
so
that also isn't in this?
Are we not going to acknowledge that people actually read this and enjoyed it?
And enjoyed it.
And felt compelled enough to write a review.
This one was 2015.
I'd like to shout out Guest with chapter one, going through the pain all over again. So they're a repeat reader.
Guest, OMG, this is so fucking beautiful. I'm crying like an idiot.
So are we, Guest.
So are we. Not for the same reasons, I'm afraid. This one review from 2014, the reviewer's name is Y. The review is what?
What?
W-U-T.
Saxophone Girl 21 says, this is a fantastic yet bittersweet story. It moved me to tears, and I would like to thank you for taking the time to write it.
Honestly, did I write that review?
Yeah, you are Saxophone Girl 21. Oh, Jesus. Okay, one more. I'd like to read one more from, excuse me if I mispronounce this, Laricious. Why you do this? Why you hate me so much? You don't know me. Why are you hurting me? I hope that at my funeral, they'll read this fan fiction like the reason why I'm dead. When you finish this story, did you cry or just have tea with Satan? Oh my God, I hate you so much, but love you because this is amazing fiction, but hate you because it hurts so much. Powerful stuff. Really boundary breaking.
There's 77 reviews. Okay, let's go to like page 3.
Another Captain America fan in the house here.
I know. Omegle Buddy D. This was beast. I loved it. Great job. I'm caught in, even if it's just the first chapter.
Remember when beast was the thing?
Yes.
This is beast. That's so beast.
Oh, that's so
I'm glad
cringy.
that died.
No one has anything to say about PETA.
Yeah, like, everyone's just like...
The questions I have, like, where's PETA? What about the other child?
I think these are all some Galeness supporters.
I think so.
So
I feel like maybe everyone who read this was also 14.
Yeah.
And didn't have a concept of healthier relationships.
I think they would have to be to read that, if I'm being honest. Unleash your imagination is the motto of the website.
Flame of a wing. So as an action, it says, swallows then faints. He what? He died? No. And then the emoticon is
the
like
emoticon. God.
The 0.0 eyes.
No, ellipses.
Well, we could go deeper into this, but I think everyone gets the point. This is cringy. And this is also like a good representation of what fanfiction was like these years ago.
For those people that don't know, this was a thing that everyone did. Honestly, I kind of want to read another just random fan fiction.
Maybe we'll save that for another episode.
Okay, yeah, we'll do one where we read fan fiction.
Sounds good. Well, that was my bit on how I wish The Hunger Games actually ended when I was 14 years old. Moving on, let's see what Jalen has to say about an ending he wished he could have changed.
So, I don't think mine's going to be quite as in-depth or powerful. Because I didn't write a 9-chapter fan fiction. I just wrote down a couple words on a notepad about 10 minutes ago.
You mean it wasn't 15,713 words?
No, it wasn't. It was probably about 14. But if any of you have played the game L.A. Noire, you will know that...
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, I mean, that game's like 10 years old now, so... Your fault if you haven't finished it. Have you played the game?
I actually have not.
Okay, so you play as like this detective for the LAPD.
Okay.
In the 20s or 40s. Or it's the 20s.
It's either the 20s or
yeah,
the 40s.
It's 20s or 40s. Either way, a really renowned time for the LAPD to be pretty corrupt. But this guy's like a war hero and he's like inspiring change from within or whatever. And just all around great guy, Cole Phelps, right? Works his way up the ladder. So there's this guy that's going around murdering people. It's kind of like a Black Dahlia copycat killer.
Okay.
And that's pretty much the entire like game towards the end. And you catch up to this guy. The climax is like in a sewer, is where he has like his little base. And you get there, you save her or whatever, and you go after him. Long story short, you help the girl up through the manhole. A rush of piss and shit water is coming.
Oh my God.
You help her up through the manhole, and then she's all like, give me your hand. And then the wall of piss and shit water comes and washes you away, and you drown. So then here's the rub. Everyone on the police force hated you because they knew the killer and they were like, you know, getting paid off or whatever because the LAPD was corrupt. So at his funeral, the guy who is your disgraced partner is now talking at your funeral. And he's like, Cole Phelps wasn't an honorable man. He did a lot of bad things, blah, blah, blah. And basically all the bad stuff that they were doing since he died,
they
pinned it on him at his funeral.
That's so twisted.
And he didn't get like a proper like military burial or anything.
That's
And then that's just the end of the game.
And then this man also literally died in human waste.
Literally died in human waste that in this fucking sewer.
Is awful.
Yeah.
I feel like any ending could have been better than that.
So
what would you have done different?
I mean, honestly, he still could have died, like, for the dramatic element of it all.
Right.
Like, died in the line of duty.
Right.
But I wish that line of duty. I wish that they didn't have that extra scene at the funeral where, like, everything just got pinned on him and he was disgraced. I wish that they had that scene, but it was like, this is a true hero. Exemplary service. Getting the recognition that he deserved.
Yeah. Because, I mean, maybe that was, like, the irony of it, but I feel like that ending didn't further, like, the plot. It was just like, by the way,
yeah.
Like, your partner backstabbed you.
Yeah, I mean, it was just trying to show you just, like, how corrupt, like, the LAPD was at that time and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, how easy it is to push shit under the rug.
Right. I guess I don't know much about that time period.
Yeah.
But
I mean, in real life, they were doing some fucked up shit like that. But have you seen the movie Changeling?
I have not.
That is a good movie. It's a true story starring Angelina Jolie.
I love her.
She's fantastic, right? So it's a true story about the LAPD actually in the 20s. So this one I know for a fact. One of her kids gets kidnapped by this like serial kidnapper or whatever. And, you know, she reports it, whatever. She's going through the struggle of her kid coming, you know, getting kidnapped. And then they come back. The LAPD comes back 2 weeks later. Big news story. Everyone's taking pictures. They're all happy. We found your son. They pull him up and she's like, "That's not my son."
I remember seeing the trailers about this. Oh my gosh.
That's a
I
real
never
thing.
Actually watched it.
That's a real thing that happened. And
oh
like
my gosh.
And like if you look back on like the court documents and like all the statements and everything, like they were just like, You've been through a lot, like this happens a lot with like mothers who have been separated from their children, like it's been a while, like
yeah, trying to make her think she doesn't know who her son is.
Like she took measurements of her kid like parents do on the wall. The kid that they brought back was shorter. Like this kid was uncircumcised, her kid was circumcised. Like stuff that like you cannot,
that is obvious.
Yeah,
like it's evidence it's not your child.
Exactly. So
aside
that,
from it being quite clear that
this isn't my son, and he was like 8 years old, so she like knew this kid. You know,
oh my gosh.
It wasn't like a baby. Like, so that's the type of shady shit they were pulling back then. Moving on, because I have a list here.
Oh, you have more that you would change. Okay.
Well, because I don't have such a long...
You don't have a whole story.
I don't have a whole story, so I just have a couple topics I'd like to touch on.
Okay.
Still staying in the realm of LA, La La Land...
This is, correct me if I'm wrong, Jalen's favorite movie.
That is my favorite movie.
Yes. And you'd want to change something about it.
So, you've seen it, right? Oh, god damn it.
I have not.
Oh, god damn it. How have you not seen that movie?
This is like actually becoming an episode of May Has Seen Nothing.
You've seen and played and experienced nothing other than The Hunger Games and Percy Jackson. Well, La La Land, spoiler alert. So basically, like, yeah, these two people meet, this aspiring actress and this jazz musician in LA. They fall in love, la, 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 you know, like, they're having a good time, you know. Trials and tribulations of trying to make it in the big city. Eventually, he goes on tour with this band that gets pretty popular, so he's not around. And then his girlfriend has a one-woman show that she worked really hard on. And he doesn't end up showing up to it, and that upsets her, and that kind of just drives the disparity between the two of them. And then she leaves to go back with her mom. She's like, "I just need a break," or whatever. And he's like, "Fuck, what am I gonna do?" He finds a letter in the mail, or like a voicemail or something, that's like, "Hey, we want her for this, to audition for this really big role in this movie," or whatever. So he drives all the way to New Mexico and shows up at her house, and he's like, "You're doing this, you're doing this, you're doing this. This could be your big break." And she's like, "No, I don't want to do it." And he's like, "I'm making you do it." So he gets her in the car. Eventually they go back, he gets her to the audition, and she nails it and she gets the role. And they're like, it's going to be 3 months filming in France. And he's like, "Yeah, like, absolutely, like, go, like, do, this is your dream, like, you're making your dreams happen." And she goes, and then it kind of fades to black, and it's, like, 5 years later or whatever, there's, like, a kid playing in, like, a house, And then there's like somebody looking after the kid, and it's like a rich ass house. And then she walks out into the kitchen, like putting earrings on, and she's like all done up. And she's like, "Are you ready for the premiere, honey?" And then another man walks out, and he's like, "Yeah, are you okay watching the kids?" Oh my god!
Oh my god!
So it's so crippling because like the just it doesn't even show like how it died. Like you just know that that distance just like it was already dead. So the guy's dream was to own his own like jazz bar called Chicken on a Stick. It's like an inside joke. But she would always tell him that she wanted it to be called Seb's Place. His name was Sebastian. So anyway, they're stuck in LA traffic. And she's like, "How about you turn off right here? Let's just stop and get something to eat down the street right here." And he's like, "Okay." They walk past a building. And the guy's just like, "There's some good music going on. You want to check this place out?" And she's like, "Sure." And they walk down the stairs to get in there. And she looks up and it's a big neon sign that says Seb's Place. And she just walks in. And there's like all this lively jazz going on. And she gets a drink and she sits down. And he comes out on stage and he's like smiling and he's clapping. And he's like, "Ladies and gentlemen, blah, blah, blah. And now it's my turn to play a song." And then they like lock eyes on each other. And he just kind of like clears his throat and sits down on the piano and starts playing like the saddest fucking song. And it's like the song that he's working on. So it shows like their whole life together, them raising kids and everything, and like what could have been. The song's over and her husband's like, "That was good." And she's like tears in her eyes and he's got like tears in his eyes. And he's like, "Are you ready to go?" And they like walk out. And like as they're walking out, like he like looks up from the piano to like the doorway, and she turns around and looks at him, and he just smiles and nods, and then she nods back, and then walks out.
I don't even want to watch this now.
And then the movie's over. And it's the most crippling thing you will ever fucking watch.
Does it make you want to write a fan fiction?
It makes you want to write a fan fiction. It's so sad. It's so sad because and it's real because it's like they both did what they had to do to be happy, to make their dreams come true. They just couldn't do it together.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
So clearly, yeah, if I was to rewrite it, they could have made it work. Like, they could have made that shit work.
Yeah, like Katniss left PETA.
Yeah, exactly.
She could have left him and gone back to Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling, yeah. Like, it's...
How could you leave Ryan Gosling?
Exactly. And let me tell you, her new man was, like, not the caliber that Ryan Gosling was putting forward.
I mean, what a beautiful human.
Yeah, no, he's a god. This one's really short. Star Wars The Last Jedi. Just redo that entire movie.
Yes, I have seen that, and yeah. I agree.
Guys, so I see, like, every Star Wars movie at midnight, like, the day it comes out. It's like a tradition. And Star Wars The Force Awakens, I saw in theaters 11 times.
11 times?
11 times.
I think I saw it twice. Well, I thought that was a lot.
I saw it 11 times, and I was even on the news because I was the first person in line to see the movie. And it was like when the new Star Wars movies were first coming out. So had like a news story about it. And they like interviewed me on the news, and I was like, "I've been waiting 10 years for this. Like, oh my God, Star Wars." And I loved the movie. I don't think it really did anything, but it was a good movie. Of course, I was excited for The Last Jedi because it was the second one in the new trilogy. So that's, you're standing up to Empire Strikes Back, which is arguably the best Star Wars movie. And I damn near walked out. My friend literally had to stop me. I like had
such a contrast.
I had tears in my eyes from how bad it was. Like that scene where Leia pulls herself out of the vacuum of space is just like, what Mary Poppins bullshit is that? Like, no Jedi would have ever been able to do that. And she's not even a Jedi. She's never been able to use the Force before. And then magically she gets exploded into space, and then she's like, "No, I'm not gonna freeze to death and my head's gonna explode from oxygen. I'm gonna pull myself back in." And then Carrie Fisher passed away.
I know, it's like, so she it's deserved like, better than that.
Like, why did you even bother keeping that in the movie after she passed away?
Oof.
So I would redo that.
I forgot all about that scene. I think I kind of just blocked
that
it out.
Shit haunts my mind to this day. I like wake up in a cold sweat, just like, oh my god. Mary Poppins.
It's like she's floating and you just picture that Bag Raider song.
Exactly. Yeah, so those are my list of things that I would rewrite and what I would rewrite them as.
All right. Well, I guess we'll probably wrap it up, but thank you for listening to our very first podcast, and hopefully we can put out a few more of these.
Yeah, for sure.
Any final words? How would you end this podcast differently?
How would I end this podcast differently? Yes. I think that it ended pretty well. I think whoever wrote this podcast did a really great job.
Ah, the satisfaction. All right, well, we are signing off. This is Jalen and Nate's podcast, and we'll see you guys later.
Thank you.